Comeback Weary Travelers to Recorder on the Wall, where we're looking at all Redwall Media. And we're come to our first food episode. But before that, I'm Pete.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Drew.
Unfortunately, Katie, she was supposed to come on today. We can't seem to get a hold of her. So if she does show up mid-recording, we will certainly bring her on.
She's on a mission to find Mr. Squirrel.
Yeah.
Ah, the nature.
As are we all.
Yep.
The old veteran.
It's a nature walk, guys. I keep telling you that.
Lost in the woods.
So, before we get into Lord Brocktree, and given it's the food, it's the time of the year where you eat the most food, right?
Food.
We decide, hey, let's do our first food special, because, hey, why not? So, we all went out and searched out some various recipes that, if not directly from the Redwall cookbook, could really well fit into Abbey culture.
Yep.
More or less. Before we get into that, Jeremy, I think you've had some experience with this before.
I have. I think I mentioned this on, like, episode zero or something, but years ago, one of my friends and I, we had found a fan site that actually had, like, different recipes listed. And so we decided to give a couple of things on there a shot. And two out of the three things turned out really well. One of them was its version of shrew beer, which was essentially a root beer float, so can't really go wrong with that. Another one was honey-filled oat cakes, so it was essentially like oat scones with honey in the center. That turned out great. And then...
I know what's coming next, yeah.
Then we decided to try and make the Otter's Hot Root Soup. This called for multiple types of spices. I think I'm actually looking at the original recipe that we used, which was 10 pawfuls of paprika, 3 pawfuls of ground pepper, 3 green onions diced, 2 cups of water, some garlic, chili powder, and we decided not to use shrimp because neither of us liked it. This was disgusting. It turned the green onions brown, and after we took like 2 sips of this thing, we're like, okay, nope, and we were coughing and drinking the shrew beer to kill the taste, and we nicknamed this the devil's urine.
I would say Satan probably has better standards than that, but
maybe, but oh god. Oh, yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Put some hair on your chest.
Oh, God. Put some
or
hair
burn it
on
off.
Your tongue.
Yeah, even, I mean, just the combination of spices doesn't sound good.
I mean, no.
Spicy is a very tricky thing to get working right, and in my own cooking experience, you generally only want to use one source of heat. So
yeah.
So, ground, and that much ground pepper, much less, what was the first one?
Paprika.
Yeah, pet.
And handfuls of paprika.
Paprika and then chili powder. It's like,
yep.
No.
And ground pepper.
I would have gone cumin with a ground pepper to season the taste. So.
Yeah. And I've actually gotten decent, I've gotten pretty good at making chili from scratch. So I've learned how to make decent spicy food. With that, I add, like, you know, chili seasoning and stuff, and then I've also added a tiny bit of curry powder, which seems to add
there
a good
go.
Taste to it. Huh?
I make a pineapple chili for myself with cumin and sriracha sauce.
I might try cumin next time. Chili is a really fun thing to make because you can literally just throw whatever the heck you want in the pot and make it. Well, almost anything, but I've made it, like, the different meats. I've made it with beef, I've made it with turkey, I've made it with pork. I've made it with a bunch of different stuff, and it has always turned out really well.
A mutual friend of Jeremy and I's from way back our Sprite comic days, Liz, she mentioned that some chilies in the South are just meat. So,
oh yeah,
spices. So, anyway, but let's actually get to recipes we've actually tried for this.
Yeah. Yep. So,
I've got 2. How many do you guys have?
I got 1.
I've got 2 recent, 1 past.
Okay, yeah, mine's 1 recent, 1 past, so to speak. Drew, why don't you start with your past one, and then we'll go from there.
All right. The past one, it was the first thing I made when I got this book. I was around 14, 15 years old, and I decided to try the Summer Strawberry Fizz, which is a quart of strawberries, a cup of strawberry ice cream, 4 teaspoons of sugar, and a cup of seltzer water. It went okay. there's not much more to... Huh? Oh, I found it in the Redwall cookbook.
There we go. So.
Yeah, so this is the official Brian Jakes version.
Gotcha. So, how was it?
It was strawberries and tonic water. Yummy.
I mean, do you let it soak?
It was kind of like a milkshake by the time I got to it, because it was, you know, the ice cream, which I decided to stir up, and I had chopped off the strawberries. It says they're supposed to be hulled. I don't know what that means.
You pour the center.
Yeah, you core it out from the top, so you get rid of the stalk, but you still have the rest of the strawberry, and there's space inside of it.
Whoopsie.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but you basically blend them all together and you drink a little mixed drink. It was essentially just a really decent strawberry milkshake. I would have had some, a little bit more ice maybe, but...
Okay.
But the recent endeavors I found a little bit more interesting. There was a potato soup recipe that I thought was in the Redwall vein. It was vegetarian in nature. It wasn't by the time I got done with it, but that's okay. That I found on Pinterest, and I decided to modify it just a little bit. And so it was essentially what I started with was I started with bacon. You're supposed to put some vegetable oil and... chop some onions and then saute the onions in the vegetable oil. I decide to cook some bacon, make a little bit of a fond with the bacon grease and the little brown bits, and then to saute the onions in that, just to give it a little bit more, some flavor to the soup. So there's, you pour in some onions, you pour in some milk, some water, some flour, whatever kind of spices you want. I just used a lot of garlic, salt, and pepper. And honestly, by the end of it, it tasted pretty darn good. It was savory. It was wholesome, which I think is a thing in Redwall a lot, where you just feel like you ate a hearty meal. Felt like something that otters would consume on a regular basis. So that was that attempt.
Then let me do my past recipe, and then, Jeremy, you can do yours, and we'll double back for the rest.
Sure.
Okay. So my past recipe came from this summer, and no, I don't have the Redwall cookbook, so I have something similar. And I've probably already mentioned it on the cast, I am a decently big fan of Game of Thrones, or A Song of Ice and Fire. And they put out an official cookbook some while ago. And I don't know what the Redwall cookbook does, but this does actually take from preserved medieval recipes that have survived to the ages. And it also does a modern interpretation of them, too, or their best guess. So the first one I did came this summer from the Dorne section of the book, a.k.a. Spain. So I'm not sure you could call this Redwall completely Redwall authentic, which is kind of on the British vein of cooking. But what this is, it's called Lemon Sweet. And in essence, it's lemonade. That's all it really is. But it's got a small twist. Where normal lemonade is basically just lemon juice, water, and sugar. A lot of sugar. That's what the kids like, right? Lemon Sweet, by comparison, is 3/4 lemon juice, 1/4 orange juice. Like genuine orange juice, like squeezing it, not like what you find grocery stores. I actually recommend trying this. This is not hard to make. It's just simple 3/4 lemon, the 1/4 oranges, and then you add sugar to taste. And whereas lemonade can be genuinely tart and is its own thing, this, the orange bounces out and smooths out the flavor a bit.
Mm.
So, granted, I made mine with stevia instead of sugar, for less calories. Yeah, this was really good in the summertime.
That sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah, like I said, not exactly you'd find in Redwall Kitchens, because I don't think we've ever seen the series, and I could be completely wrong here, a mention of lemons or oranges. So, it's a citrus, so.
I definitely can't think of any oranges. Maybe there was lemon at one point, but yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head. But hey, you know what? We will find out.
Yeah, remember when Clooney the Scourge pulled out a lemon? I do. Not.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Jeremy.
My choice, since we just finished Madame Mayo, I found a fan recipe for the Hunter's Hot Pot, which is the soup that they make right after they get over the gorge. And I got this from redwall.net and the kitchen section. And I modified it a little bit from what I found. It called for water, which I decided to do a little bit of water, but just use 2 cans of vegetable stock.
Ooh.
Yep. And 2 teaspoons of salt, pepper, 1 potato. It called for a turnip, but because I've never used a turnip for cooking before, and I'm not sure how to tell if one is, you know, good, I decided to switch that out for mushrooms, and just chopped up some mushrooms. 2 carrots chopped up, a green bell pepper, chopped that up, and in the process, almost chopped one of my fingers. Luckily, there was no human blood added to the recipe, but that was added to my sink and a little bit of the counter as I tried to find where my Band-Aids were.
Oh, ouch.
Yep. I was trying to cut the top of it, and I was using a brand new knife and underestimated how sharp it was. And then chopped up celery and chopped up onion and a couple bay leaves and some minced garlic. And so mixed everything together and just boil it for a while until everything becomes tender. And it was really good, and it lasted me 3 days.
Dang.
Yep. So, okay. Yep, I had some bread with it. I had some beans with it. It turned out great. I would definitely make this again.
Okay, very good. Drew, you had another recipe, I believe?
Yes, I did. For a little bit of context, I am a college student, an RA. I am currently living in the dorm, so I kind of have a limited access to a kitchen and a few other amenities, I guess you could say. And so I took a shot this morning at some Nunny Mullers. Which are, I think they're called honey moles, but the moles call them nunny molars. I forgot which book they appeared in, but I have a distinct mental image of a Dibbon saying nunny molars a lot.
That does sound familiar.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what they are. They're 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup of confectioner's sugar, 1 cup of unsalted butter, 12 strawberries whole, 12 raspberries, honey, and raspberry or strawberry jam. I didn't have jam. I did have raspberries. I didn't have strawberries. And I don't know what confectioner's sugar is, so I just used regular sugar. And I hope it's confectionery in nature. And what they turned out to be are these little pucks of, like, raspberry goodness. And I could definitely see how, like, dipping them in jam would be good. They're rock hard right now. I would not suggest eating them after, like, the first 2 hours, which might have been my bad, but I don't know. However, since I didn't have jam, I decided that microwaving raspberries was just about as good as an alternative as I was going to get. Raspberries explode. I didn't know that.
Ambrose Spike, what are you doing?
Like my counter.
Yeah, so I'm just reminded of the Ambrose and Tim Church Mouse war in the kitchens right about now.
Oh, yeah. It was a lesson hard learned because I'm working on other things, and I'm hearing these little pops. I'm like, oh, because I had kind of a piece of paper towel over it. So I was like, oh, it's becoming, like, jellified. Because that's how that works. So when I go back, I look at it, and it's just raspberries plastered to the inside of this microwave. So I had to grab some towels and clean that. However, I did dine to spread just a little bit of that onto one of these little bread pucks, and it was very good. I thought it was delicious. So if you are ever in need of some quick jam and don't care about cleanliness, maybe add a little bit of water to some raspberries.
See, I've made plum jam before on the stove, and that takes hours. So, yeah.
Yeah, maybe should Google that. But it's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay. Then for my second recipe here, I actually just made this morning because I totally didn't stall and forget about this.
Oh,
of course not.
Again,
this is from the Game of Thrones cookbook, and this could be authentically Redwall. Bear in mind, if you're not familiar with the series, it basically most of the story of the A-plot takes place on what could be a larger continental Britain. And this is in England, or the English section, the South. So, this is, again, from the Game of Thrones cookbook. It's called Honey Biscuits. And this is, again, drawing from an authentic medieval recipe. So, let's see. 2 cups flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 5 tablespoons unsalted butter, water, honey, and cinnamon. So, now, it's not hard. You mix the flour and salt together, along with the 5 tablespoons of unsalted butter, and then make a dough out of it, like you're making a pie crust or whatever. And then you add water to give it consistency. So eventually you want the dough so dough sticks together, and then you flatten it out like it's a pizza crust, and then cut circles out of it and throw those in a skillet. Either with just a bit of butter or olive oil, and let them cook. And then you dribble warm honey and cinnamon on when they're done. So, my version of this, because I didn't have 5 tablespoons of unsalted butter to throw around, I made mine with olive oil, so I guess you could call it Greek-inspired honey biscuits.
Ah.
Instead of a straight butter. And you know what? These were stupid simple to put together. I made my first batch a little thicker than they needed to be, but second batch definitely came out, and there's not much to say here. They're biscuits. They taste like biscuits, even ones you'd get from Pillsbury, just made on skillet instead of the oven. But the honey, I mean, I always liked honey on my biscuits, so and the cinnamon definitely works. So, yeah, would I make this again? Definitely. In fact, this is going to be definitely something easy I can make, and then make that part of lunch throughout the week as long as they stay fresh or not turn into pucks, as you've mentioned. So, there is a recipe here for modern honey biscuits, and these look more like cookies. So, but they require a lot more spice in them. So, was there any other recipes we haven't done yet?
Oh yeah, I tried to amp on authentic Redwall recipe yesterday.
Please.
I consumed a strawberry.
Well, that's not inaccurate. So.
I think
hell,
it's
I
one
had green
of the
apples
most.
During the week.
We are on a roll, my dude.
I mean, eventually I want to pick up the Redwall cookbook, but yeah.
I pretty well. I do try and say, though, I did try and enjoy that strawberry as a Redwaller might. So I laid in a patch of grass, which was hard because it was cold, and I
very cold in Missouri right now.
I ate the strawberry and imagined warm fields.
Did you speak with Martin's spirit?
I definitely tried.
I just keep imagining something out of the cartoons, like there's a sign next to him. Nope, too cold.
Oh yeah, it's a little bit frosty down here at the moment, but
it's frosty everywhere. I mean, Missouri didn't get snow, but South Louisiana got snow.
I don't know, a little north of me, it's a little toasty at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm in Southern California, and there's large portions of it that are on fire, so.
Oh, yes.
Near Ventura, which is just outside of Los Angeles, apparently the fire there is about the size of Denver.
Well, let's hope it doesn't be more on fire before this end of it. Woof.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I've seen video, the entire side of a mountain by the 405 freeway is on fire. It looks like something out of a movie. It's so,
jeez,
like, crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I say, on that lovely image, let's say what recipes, based on what you can remember from the books or the ones we've covered so far, that you could do, would you want to do here? Recipes we're told about in the books.
I would definitely like to at least try a deeper and ever pie.
Ah, yes.
I wouldn't mind trying... I'd probably run up against Ambrose Sprite here, but I wouldn't mind trying, like, the actual ales they have. So, I'm a big microbrew fan, so...
All right, Redwall Podcast, Ambrose Spike Edition, where we all try different cellar drinks.
Get your life.
Oh, no.
Real.
They have the deeper and ever pie in here, actually, and doesn't look like that bad of a recipe. It's some potatoes, some salt, carrots, turnips, butter, pepper, cheddar cheese, green salad, which I guess you serve it on. And some pickled beets, which are optional.
I'm about to say, we could do a drunk cast, but I don't think that would fit in very well with our PG rating. So.
God. I've never been drunk, so I don't know how that would result for me.
Part of it
might end up being me slurring, and then you hear, like, gross sounds from the back as I regurgitate all of it.
Whereas I turn into a, I'll use the PG term, a much more of a jerk if I get very drunk. So,
really?
I think I'm hilarious, but I've been told I've been hurtful. So.
I'm the exact opposite. Like, I literally, the other day I had some gin and tonics because I was trying to recreate something I had drinking earlier. And I spent half of the night trying to convince somebody that their aspirations of being a trumpet player were wholeheartedly realistic and that they should definitely pursue their dreams. And they told me over and over again, they're like, I'm an accounting major, dude. I'm like, no, you are a musician. You are beautiful. And that was about 30 minutes. He couldn't stop reminding me of it last night. He was at the party where I made the potato soup. But yes, back on track. What was it? Recipes that we would love to try?
We'd like to do, yeah.
Oh, Skilly and Duff. Yeah. Something about the description of just the heartiness of Skilly and Duff got to me every single time they mentioned it. And one thing that's a little bit more realistic and something that I've done quite a few times, it's not necessarily a recipe, it's just kind of a Redwall tradition, is every time they tend to bring out snacks, they have maybe some, like, cheese and bread and apples. And
I am here to tell you. Let me give you a patented Drew recipe right here. Get yourself a crusty half of French bread, the heel of the French bread. Take a bite of that, a bite of an apple, and then a bite of cheese, and then chew it all up, and it is the tastiest thing that has ever happened. Ever.
Well, on this fan site, I found somebody decided to be a comedian. There's the recipe for otter rock creams.
Literal rocks?
It's basically, here's the ingredients. Rocks and whipped cream. And the description is, this should only be done as a prank.
I like how they needed the disclaimer.
Yeah. Well, says, first, wash the rocks off so the object of the humor won't get sick. Forget about
them. It's very chewy cream.
Forget about them cracking their teeth on rocks. Make sure they don't get an infection along with it. It says, however, don't let the fool swallow them.
So gravel's a bad idea.
Yeah.
God.
Yep. I don't know, that sounds like a really simple thing to make, but I don't know. I got some rocks in my backyard.
I've got the whipped cream. Let's go for it.
I'm not eating anything you two serve me.
Well, after our attempts, I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah. the Hunter's Hot Pot turned out well, so it's basically just vegetable soup.
We'll have to do a combined effort on that hot root soup.
Yeah, we could each like try to develop our own based on what we can find.
They say come back and... that cooking is about heart and baking is about science. You know, baking is a science. And let me tell you, I'm bad at both of those.
I don't know. I've seen some cooking things have kind of become science experiments, so... I believe one of my friends tried making boba tea, and he referred to it as the witch's brew.
I tried making a wine bread based on a beer bread recipe with raspberry wine, of all things, some weeks ago. Yeah, it was salt bread. I don't know, because I used, like, self-rising flour, but I tasted it, and I had to spit it out immediately. Like, salt water quality.
So you had a little bit of bread with your salt.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. So, next time, folks, unless you guys have anything else?
No?
Mm-mm.
No. Next time, we're going to look into the first book of Lord Broctrey and start at the very beginning. And, so, we'll see you then, folks. Take care.
Take care, everyone.
Goodbye.